Hello, dear one. There is so much going on in the world right now, and I know I'm personally feeling kind of overwhelmed and scattered, and I'm thinking about our recent discussions on the need to slow down and to continue to return to practices and rituals that can ground us on a daily basis so that we can tap into deeper change and transformation and show up for ourselves, our communities, and our earth in the ways that they most need from us. You might have your own set of practices that you want to lean more deeply into, so I invite you to kind of tune into what that might look like. And if you're curious to stretch with us, I welcome you to check out Alchemize, our 12-week program of daily radical imagination and grounding practices. The question I had in developing this creative program was, what could mindfulness practices look like if our intention isn't just self-actualization, but earth-actualization? What would it be like to engage in regular practices that tether ourselves with our communities and with our more than human world? We have sliding scale enrollment to meet you where you need, and also 100% of proceeds from the program go to support our podcast. So if you value our work, especially during these times when alternative media is so important, joining Alchemize is probably the best way that you can help us out while also receiving an extensive repertoire of practices to add to your personal treasure kit. You can learn more today at greendreamer.com/alchemize.
One is expansion. That's how colonialism reached Africa. The same applied to conservation. It always keep growing. So it started with Serengeti. Now we are almost losing the entire Maasai land in this kind of conservation. A second is commercial. So for this conservation to work, which was created by the British, it has to be monetized. It cannot work without money. But third is military. So how expansion happens is through violence. It's always very, very violent.
You're listening to Green Dreamer, and I'm your host, Kamea Shane. Today, we're honored to welcome Joseph Moses Olashengai, a human rights lawyer and activist from Ngorongoro, who's litigated high-profile lawsuits against the government, notably in regards to forced evictions of the Maasai community in Ngorongoro district for tourism and trophy hunting. Joseph has held a Maasai title of a traditional leader since March of 2024.
And so I grew up in a Maasai community as a Maasai myself in a place known as Ngorongoro. Ngorongoro is in northern Tanzania. Maasai are pastoralist and I can say nomadic or transhumans. So keeping moving, of course, from one place to the other in search of course supporting the livelihood system, which is pastoralism. So for water, for pasture, and of course at times as part of ecology management to ensure that at least there is sustainable use of the resources, which is the red land.
Thank you for sharing this background. I think sometimes people look to the different states of poverty that different communities might find themselves in today and kind of individualize the problem and forget about how events from the past actually help to lay the grounds for present conditions. So to first provide a bit of a historical context, how would you say the legacy of British colonization maybe continues to impact the Maasai people